Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aliens are real, and we still cannot solve homelessness. Welcome back to Kicking With Gods, episode 75. How's everybody doing today, man? Wow, what a start. Sorry for obviously no episodes past couple weeks. Listen, it's just becoming like a vibe. Like, I'm doing so many other things. Obviously, check out my duo podcast with Cam2R. But yeah, this is becoming like a once a month deal. Not because I don't want to do it, but just because I've been super busy lately, and once a month has just been fitting the schedule kind of. So I would prepare to kind of get like a once a month, maybe twice a month type of vibe from here. Anyways, I'm sitting here. I got my sunglasses on, because I got a throbbing headache. I don't really know why. I never really know why. I just like get headaches for no reason. My body just likes to create problems. Just for a little bit of excitement in my life, and I wish it would stop, honestly. I really do. It's just really wish, like, the ADHD and anxiety is already, it feels like enough, but my body's like, it's never enough. It really is never enough, but it likes to really just send me on a bunch of roller coasters. The migraines are fun. They're super fun. Just the one side of my face just starts throbbing, but, you know, it's exciting, it's new, it's fresh, it's wonderful. Anyways, I just went on a run. I got back from a run, by the way, and it's so fucking hot outside. I almost collapsed out there. I didn't even fucking know this, actually, because I go out. I was planning on going on a run, right? And I did go on the run, but I was planning for it earlier. I was like, I'm going to go on a run today. Today's my run day. I'm going to hit a run. I look at my phone. It says 85. I go, okay, hot, but not too hot. Walk outside. Feels like I am in the Arabian desert. Feels like I am in Saudi Arabia. Feels like I'm in the middle of the desert. It feels like 117. I look on my phone, then I go to Google, and it says it's 85, but it feels like 104. Who was that first number for? Why would you ever tell me the number that's not the feels like number? I don't give a fuck if it's 305 degrees outside. What does it feel like? What is it? The previous number does nothing for me. It does nothing for me. Why does it matter what it actually is? What does it feel like? What is it? They pull that shit when it's cold too. They're like, it's actually only 40 degrees today, but with the wind chill, it feels like negative 20. So it's negative 20 outside? No, it just feels like it. Well, my body is going to react to negative 20. It's not going to react to 40 degrees. Those are two very different numbers. What dickhead came up with the feels like is the temperature in my head. If it feels like something, then it is that. That's like touching a scorching hot pan and being like, you know, it only says 90, but it feels really hot. I have third degree burn. Then it is hot. Anyways, it was scorching hot outside. I went for a run. I thought I was having a lot of confidence in this run. I thought that I was going to be able to run. I thought, like I said, I thought it was 85. And I was just running. I was going fast in the first mile. I ended up only running 4 miles. Thought I was going to run five, but the Lord had different plans for me today. The heat wave. They said there was a heat wave. I thought they were lying. I just always assume that everybody on the news is not telling me the truth. I'm just kidding. But can you imagine? You know how people always say like the news lies about stuff? But nobody ever talks about the weatherman. The weatherman lies the most. He's such a piece of shit. Dude, he needs to get his shit together. Honestly, if you're a weatherman, you know what we should start to do? If you get, I know the weather changes and it fluctuates and you can't always be right. But if you're not hitting at least 75%, if you're not averaging a C+, which is insane. If you're not averaging a C+ to a B- on your weather predictions, straight to the guillotine. We got to bring it back. We got to bring it back and we got to threaten these weathermen because they think they could just get away with saying whatever the fuck they want. Oh, well, kind of, you know, oh, it feels like this. Who decided the feels like number, by the way? Who decided that? Did some guy just stick his hand out his car window And they're like, what are we thinking today, Todd? He's like, it feels like 90. All right, we'll go. How do they even get there? You know? Because obviously, like, the air temperature, that's, you could measure that. And you just know what the temperature is by recording the air temperature. But feels like, is that just like a vibe? I mean, I'm sure there's some scientific thing about it. But yeah, those weathermen and women, of course, I don't discriminate. Whatever gender you are, you should be thrown in the guillotine if you're not averaging at least a C+. Absolutely. I mean, you can't just, I mean, what do you, because at the end of the day, if you're not averaging at least a C+, like at least 75% of your guesses, if at least 75% of your guesses about the weather are not correct, then what's your job? Stand there, look pretty, and tell me some bullshit you made up this morning? I'm not here for that. I don't want to see you looking all nice in a suit. Nice little jawline. Maybe your pecs look nice today. I don't give a fuck about it. You're throwing numbers at me that mean nothing. If you can't show up every day and give me 75%, then I don't want you in front of my TV. I don't want you in front of that green screen pointing at shit. Yeah, why don't you take that finger and shove it up your ass and start talking like a puppet? That was crazy. I just have beef with the weather people right now. Yeah. So that's that. All I was gonna say is I got super off track. I was on a run. It was extremely hot outside. It was baking, dude. It was baking. The sun was beating. I lathered myself in suntan lotion because, as you guys know, I have a skin condition called, oh my God, I just threw up in my mouth a little. Oh my God. Oh, that's not what the skin condition's called. But that was the Chipotle. I think I'm getting there's a little acid buildup because I went for the run and then I just shoveled Chipotle into my throat. And now I'm sitting here telling you a story. Anyways, fucking hell, lost my train of thought. I thought if I made train noises, I would remember, but that just made me start thinking about Thomas the Train and how he's kind of hot. That was crazy. I gotta cut that out. I'm not gonna cut that out. So I was on my run and I'm running through the neighborhood. It was great. People were, by the way, Nikki and her friends are like, my sister and her friends are like making fun of my sunglasses, right? Because they're big, they're large, they're comically large sunglasses. I'm not gonna sit here and beat around the bush. If you guys know like those pit vipers, you know how they're already kind of big? Double it. That's what my sunglasses look like. That's not even exaggeration. Not even exaggeration. And the reason I bought it, just to clarify, is because I have a lot of once again, going back to that skin condition, it's called vitiligo. I have a lot of it around my eyes, my hands. But anyways, it's a lot around my eyes. And I don't like to put suntan lotion that close to my eye because it drips into my eye and then it burns my retinas. So instead, I put sunglasses over so that I don't have to put suntan lotion on, because I have to always put suntan lotion on them, because if it burns, there's like a extremely high chance it turns into skin cancer, and I really don't want skin cancer around my retina. That does not sound fun, and that sounds dangerous. So that's the reasoning anyways. But apparently a couple of her friends saw me running around the neighborhood, and now everybody's making fun of me. And you know what? Let them. You know what? Let them. You know what? Let them. Let them do it. Anyways, I'm running around the neighborhood. I hit about 2 miles. And I didn't even, I wanted to get back home. It was horrible. It was horrendous. I started off way too fast. Then I just started pitter-pattering. I don't think I ever ran in this kind of heat, because normally I try to, especially when I was training for my half marathon before, I was trying to like not, I would always make sure that I ran like early in the morning or like really late at night when the sun was not at its peak. But today I had other shit to do in the morning. And then I had shit to do now. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for a run. Right now, I think I'm going somewhere later, so I was like, I can't go later. And I was like, you know what? It's 1:30, 2 o'clock, the peak of the sun. And I was like, I'm going to go for a run. Worst decision I ever made in my life. Well, I feel fantastic now. Not in the moment, obviously. And I got home. I looked like a glazed donut, but not a happy one. Like a sad glazed donut that like Duncan forgot about, and it's been like kicked around on the floor for 3 days. That's kind of how I felt. And like maybe somebody peed on it, maybe somebody didn't. We're not really sure whose urine it is, but there's a lot of urine on this glazed donut. And that's kind of how I felt. And so I got home. after this run. And I remember, well, actually, let me backtrack a little bit. I remember towards the end of the run, I was at like my last 4 miles. I don't even know if you were, if I'm legally allowed to consider it running at this point, because I was like maybe like two blocks from my house, barely even. I was going to be surprised that I even fucking made it there. And there was a mom speed walking. She passed me. I wasn't proud of it, but it happened. She gave me a look too. I didn't appreciate it, but it was kind of like a, that's sad, you know, like that kind of look, whatever. I'll find her. Not in a threatening way, just to have a conversation, of course. Enough about me running. Aliens. We have to talk about it. I know, white guy in front of a microphone with sunglasses. I bet everybody's just waiting for me to talk about aliens, and you know what I am. Aliens. They're real, apparently. That's what the government's telling me. They came out, they were like, we have spoken to these beings. We have seen their aircrafts. We are in possession of their aircrafts. Listen, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I don't know which side you're on, right? Do I believe it? Do I not believe it? Do I think the government is just saying this shit to maybe try and distract from something else? Do I think that the aliens are actually real? Do I think that they actually came here? Listen, I don't know, but fuck, do I hope they are here. Oh my God. Oh God, dude. Listen, I know the government tends to lie, and I know that like maybe they're trying to cover something else up. Also, the one thing that always leaves me skeptical is the only place that you ever hear of sightings is in the US or like Canada, or maybe, you know, that's really it. That's it, like the U.S. and Canada. And so that's what always meant. Like if somebody in like the middle of the Middle East was like, I saw a UFO, I'd believe it immediately. I would believe them immediately. But the U.S.? Like why? Like if I was an alien, I wouldn't even get close to here. Like I wouldn't even come remotely close to the USA. I would like probably land in the Virgin Islands maybe. Maybe Hawaii, they're friendly people, right? Like Or maybe like the Arctic Circle. I'm pretty sure they don't have missiles, but they might. I don't know. I would land somewhere like that. I wouldn't like pull up in Los Alamos, Texas and be like, hey, you guys friendly? No, I wouldn't do that, right? I don't know. Listen, I want them to be real. I hope they're here. I really do. I pray that they're here. I really do. I want them to be here. I'm just sick and tired of, you know. The funny thing is, too, is that the government was like, there's aliens. And everybody's like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I have to work tomorrow. That's got to be the best thing about it, is that nobody really seems to care. Like, I especially when I was younger, like, I think what's so crazy about it is, like, imagine, I think if they were, like, if they released this kind of information in, like, 1950, insanity would have broke out. People would have been losing their minds. They wouldn't be able to comprehend this shit. They wouldn't even be able to, like, I mean, think about it. They didn't even go, that's 19 years before the U.S. went to the moon. 19 years before they went to the moon. And then you were to get, and then you tell somebody, hey, we found aliens. They would fucking, oh my God, they'd lose their marbles. Everybody, it would be fucking lobotomy nation. Everybody would be getting a lobotomy just to forget. I mean, it would be everything and everyone just lobotomizing each other. But today, it's 2023. Inflation is through the roof. And I'm supposed to care about aliens. That's how people feel. They're like, and we're supposed to care about the... Also, by the way, here's a little tip. Right? I watched, there was like a little press conference. The press conference was so fucking stupid. Like the guy was just sitting there and he was like, we have parts of alien aircraft. Do you have photos? Do you have photos? I have a leprechaun up my ass. What are you just, am I just supposed to believe you because you have a suit on? I mean, what the fuck? Like, am I just supposed to believe what you're saying? We have alien spacecraft. We have photos of alien spacecraft. Where are the photos? Give me the photos. Show us the photos. Dude, I'd love for an alien to come, dude. I'm waiting. I just want to hang, bro. I posted a TikTok about this. I just want to chill. I just want to kick it. I just want to kick it. I would love to. Oh my fucking God. Whew. That was so loud. Where did that come from? Oh my, that come from my laptop? I just got a text and it scared the fuck out of me. It came in through my headphones. That is not supposed to happen. Anyways, aliens. The aliens are out there. Listen, if you are an alien, please come to my house. I'm looking for friends, right? I'm not really big into making friends with a lot of humans. I don't tend to mingle well. I have a feeling I would be great with the aliens. I have a feeling that we would get along very well. And I think we should try to get along. I think that would be great. I think we should really try and... I'm cool. I'll go back with you. I'll do like a little... You want me to like bring me back? You could run some tests on me. Just don't cut me open, please. But I'll give you some blood samples. I'll piss in a cup. I've done that a lot. I could do it again. I am down to take pretty much any alien drug that you offer me. I'm definitely not going to turn anything down. Listen, I'm down to go back with these fuckers. Like, I don't even want them to just hang out. Like, I'm down to go back. Why are these aliens so shy, by the way? They like always show up and they just like check shit out and then they dip really quick. Like, they don't like, dude, if we ever get to a point in our lifetime, which I don't think we will, but if we ever get to a point in my lifetime where like, we're actively like going to other planets, going to other galaxies. Like we figured out some crazy technology to be able to do this. And they like want volunteers to like go on missions. Listen, dude, I'll fucking sign up. And you, if you don't think like I'm not going to pull whatever these aliens are doing, like they're coming in, they're just looking at things. I would never. If I find another civilization, I am going to float down in my ship, and I'm going to put like a ring light around my ship, just really connect to my TikTok personality, and I'm going to put a ring light around my ship, and I'm going to float down with my arms out, and I'm going to pretend that I'm their god, and that's probably so terrible, but I really want to do it. Like, I really, or not even that though, like I would just like land and be like, listen, who runs shit? Can we have a conversation? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just want to, like, have a conversation. Like, I would come down and, like, you know, like, I feel like these aliens are so afraid of being seen. That's the only thing I would want. I would go on, like, a press tour, like, through the entire new planet. Now, that's obviously the one side of it. The other side would be that they bring me back, they trick me, and they lie to me, and then they start cutting me open. That, but I just, you know, there's something about the aliens, there's something about them. I get this vibe from them. I've never met one, never seen one, but I get this vibe from them that they're just, that they like to party, and I like to party too. And that's the vibe that I want to give off to all the aliens. I want them to know that I like to party and that I'm a friendly face to have around, you know? I want them to know that I'm a safe space. If they want to tell me some things, maybe they want to, you know, they want to show up to my house unannounced. Absolutely. I'm not going to go running my mouth to the government. I'm not calling 911. Okay. The only thing I'm calling is my local liquor store and saying, give me your best bottle of Fireball because I'm going to show these aliens what it's like to wish you weren't alive anymore. I'm going to let them, that cinnamon's going to hit the back of your throat. Could you imagine waking up the next day? These aliens are just hung the fuck over. They don't even know what's wrong. They've never even felt this in their life. Oh my God. To experience that with them would be beautiful. Experience a hangover with extraterrestrial beings. Oh my God. Bucket list. Le gusta gustando mi podcast. Thanks to Babbel, I know what that means. Do you? Listen, also, by the way, my pronunciation might not be great, but I know what it means. So get off my friggin' case. It means, are you liking my podcast? And I hope that you are. Anyways, listen, the best way to learn a language is through immersion. Living where the language is spoken natively and using it every day, but that's not possible for everyone. So what's the second best way to learn a language? Babbel. Because with Babbel, you can start speaking a language in just 3 weeks. Recently, I've been learning to speak Spanish with Babbel. And you can too. So listen up. This summer, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Once again, why Babbel? Because it works. Babbel works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. That's the way to learn. That's the only way to learn. It's way easier. And listen, I've tried this. It's way easier. When I was in school, I'm not even going to lie to you. When I was in school, all they used to do, like, I never understood why I could never learn Spanish or never, like, grasp anything. The problem was that the teacher, all they would do was just give me a bunch of stuff, give me a bunch of Spanish words that meant a bunch of English words, and then they were like, memorize it, and then magically I'm supposed to integrate this into conversation. How am I supposed to, what am I supposed to just magically figure out how to integrate this stuff? No. You need to learn how to integrate it in real-world conversation. Otherwise, you just know a bunch of words that mean stuff without knowing how to actually use them. And that's not what you want. You want to be able to communicate with others. You want to be able to have conversations. And that's what Babbel's here for. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Full semester. Do you know how much a full semester costs? Probably 30 bands. Do you have 30 bands to learn Spanish? No, but you got Babbel. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is real language learning for real conversations. So listen up. I got a little special for you. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners, all of you little people, to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/cos. Get 55% off at babbel.com/cos. Spelled BABBEL.com/cos. Rules and restrictions may apply. Anyways, back to the episode. Long story short, I'm disappointed in these aliens that they haven't stopped by, that they didn't, like, why didn't they? They should have had, like, a meeting about me, that, like, I was so chill. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I caught a glimpse of myself in the camera saying that, and that was just the whitest shit ever. Oh, my God. I might just post that with no context so that people think, like, I'm not being sarcastic during this entire podcast. Like, I want people to think I'm for real because I just caught a glimpse of myself, and that had to be... It looked like the camera was going to cut to my buddy. He was like, yeah, dude, like, absolutely. Like, they should know that, like, we're, like, literally, like, at Theta Chi, we're literally so chill. Like, I just, like... Like, we would totally do, like, keg stands with these fucking extraterrestrials. Like, absolutely. No, for real, though. Like, I just... Like, I don't understand the aliens. Like, if they're such intelligent beings, then why weren't they made aware of my presence? Right? If they're such intelligent beings, why weren't they made aware that I'm, like, so fucking chill and that, like, I just like to vibe? Like, why were they not made aware of my current vibe? You know what I'm saying? Why were they not made aware that, like, I'm just a silly goose? You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, why were they not made aware that I'm just a silly little guy? You know, I'm just, I don't want to harm them. I just want to do some illegal substances with these aliens. If I'm ever going to do mushrooms, I want it to be with E.T. Can you imagine? When I saw E.T. when I was younger, I was like, God, I'd love that. Just find a fucking alien, you know? Except the thing is with the alien, like, if I found E.T., he wouldn't have made it home because he would have found pot. And then he would have been like, I'm not going back. He's like, we do not have this. Like, this is raw. I just buy him, like, a $300 bong. He's like, I'm never leaving, actually. I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to chill here. Oh, my God. I, like, give him one of my Adderall. He, like, becomes a demigod because he was already too intelligent. He, like, transforms. I'm like, oh, no, fuck. Oh my God. Also, there was a quote during the alien meeting or whatever, the debrief or some bullshit, where the guy said that they estimated that they think that the alien technology that has shown up is 50,000 years in advance of what we have. Also, I would just like to say, wild estimate, A. Like, I don't even, how could you even estimate how fast technology is going to progress? Like, you don't really know. You know, I mean, I guess you could do like a roundabout, but 50,000 years. Like, I mean, if we're around in 50,000 years, I'll be surprised. When I think, here's how I think about it. If there's no aliens, like no other life on planets, that means we're the smartest species in the universe. That's sad for real. Like, that's sad for real. Like, some of the people in our species belong to QAnon and they think that Joe Biden is like an actual lizard. Like, Joe Biden's an actual lizard. And that JFK is still alive. I mean, you know, that would be a little sad if we were like the most intelligent species in the galaxy. Like, I'd be a little disappointed to find that out. There's just no way. There has to be aliens. But anyways, so are they here? Are they not here? That I'm not 100% sure. Are there aliens out there? Absolutely, 1,000%. Absolutely, there's aliens out there. And I can't wait to meet one day. That's on my bucket list. I want to meet a fucking alien. Anyways, that's my thoughts on the alien stuff. I think we need to move forward. Let's see here. By the way, that duo podcast I do, that is every week. And I'm editing that as well as this, as well as TikToks, as well as doing some other stuff on the side that I'm not releasing yet, but will be releasing soon. I can't tell you what that is. So there's just a lot of shit that I'm doing, honestly. That's just my two cents, just so you guys understand. Anyways, oh, Barbie. I want to talk about Barbie. Barbie just dropped. Oppenheimer just dropped. Have not seen either. Don't worry, no spoilers. I haven't seen them either. I want to see Barbie first because I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. And so I want to see Barbie really bad. A lot of people are getting like, there's so many videos online of people. I don't understand why so many people feel the need to share why they don't like Barbie. Like, I just keep seeing these TikToks and they're like, I saw Barbie and this is why I didn't like it. And I was like, okay, like, people don't like movies sometimes. That's okay. You don't have to write me a thesis on why you didn't like it, Ben Shapiro. He made a 45-minute YouTube video about why he didn't like the Barbie. This guy walked into Barbie with a notepad. He walked into Barbie with a notepad, pen and paper, full-blown notepad, then filmed a 45-minute video about why he didn't like it. That's got to be mental illness. That's insane. Why would you ever do that? You know what you could have done? Just not seen it or just been like, damn, I didn't like it and leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to put on some like theatrical performance about why you didn't like Barbie. It's not really necessary. The funniest shit that I've seen is people are like, this Barbie movie is all about women and they make men look bad. Dude, the movie's called Barbie. What the fuck? It's not called Ken is lit. He's so raw. Oh my God. Men are bitching. No, it's called Barbie. It's not called Ken's World. It's called Barbie. Are you fucking stupid? I see these videos and people are like, there was nothing about men. It was all about Barbie. I hope so. I mean, that's what the movie's titled. Like, who walks into a movie? That would be like walking into Oppenheimer and being like, it was all about this fucking guy who built this bomb. Yeah, that's the point. I mean, that would be like the same people walking into Oppenheimer and being like, all they did was talk about Oppenheimer. Like, why didn't they talk about his wife? Does Christopher Nolan hate women? No. The movie's about Oppenheimer. Does Greta Gerwig hate men? No, the movie's about Barbie. Are you fucking dumb? It's so stupid. Also, it's crazy. Like, I saw so many videos of people being like, there were some stuff in it that I didn't like, and you know, there were some things in it that I felt like they, or like there was actually, there's been two sides to it actually that I've seen. I haven't even seen the movie, but there's been two sides of what I've seen. Either people saying there wasn't enough, like they should have dove deeper into topics with these side characters and like gave them some spotlight. The movie is not about them. Okay? It's about Barbie. And then there was a completely other side where they were like, they did, and where what I was talking about previously, they were like, they made Ken look like such a pussy and like all he did was worship Barbie. That's what it is. It's Barbie. It's Barbie and Ken. It's Barbie and Ken. Ryan Gosling keeps saying it on all these press tours. He goes, it's Barbie and Ken. It's not Ken. It's never just Ken. It's Barbie and Ken. It's not Ken and Barbie. It's Barbie and Ken. The movie's called Barbie. Barbie. So it's about, wait for it. Fuck. I don't know. Barbies. It's about Barbies. It's not about men. It's about Barbies. Ready? Wait for it. Not men, Barbie. Men, not about them. It's about Barbie. It's about Barbie. My favorite thing that I've heard was people saying, oh, this shows men in a bad light and it's teaching young girls to hate men. Hey, fuckwad. Okay, with that logic, then every action movie is teaching every little boy and every little girl and every little child that it's fun and cool and awesome to stab and murder people. Obviously, everyone's aware that they're movies for entertainment purposes. Entertainment purposes. Okay? This isn't a documentary. Okay? This isn't a based on true events. This is artistic expression. And it's a movie. Just calm down. If you didn't like it, that's okay. You don't have to like it. Anyways, that's the end of the episode. Thank you guys for listening and watching. And make sure you check out my other podcast. And make sure you share with friends and rate and review. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we end every episode like we always do, two claps and a Ric Flair. So we're going to get two claps and a Ric Flair. Woo! See you next week.